I've got a bit of a mixed bag. Some of the earlier stuff that was sown has filled, so it's basically just starting to ripen. Some of the later stuff, it's struggling in places.
That's one thing that a few of the growers that I spoke with yesterday talked about, how the early wheats would handle this heat that we're having, but they were a bit worried about the later crops. What are you expecting this season?
Well, at the beginning of the season, when it hadn't rained much, I wasn't expecting much at all. But to be in the position that we are in is pretty good, really, considering the way it was looking. The earlier crop is looking at probably a little bit above average, yield-wise. My later stuff, yeah, well, that's still a bit of an unknown. We'll probably need another rain for it to fill completely anyway.
How surprising is it that you are looking at that above average yield, particularly when it was so dry to start the year?
Well, look, I think it's probably, once upon a time, it probably was a surprise. I think some of the things we do now with no-till has helped. I've got some stuff on some canola stubble, which is looking really good. I think it's been able to get its roots further down, the wheat down through the canola roots to more moisture. And I also think the wheat varieties that we grow now are much, much better at utilising the water that's available.
What about the wind? How has that been? Has that been drying your property out?
Well, it's been drying me out. yeah, the wind's been terrible. But, you know, that's what happens in spring, doesn't it? It gets windy and warm. And again, as I say, it's basically the stuff that's filled, it hasn't really done much to, but the other stuff, it's just sort of sapped a bit of the moisture out of it.
We had been hearing talk of up to about 5 millimetres of rain today, and that looks like it's disappeared, and it's going to get close to 30 again. So what conditions do you need now, between now and harvest, to finish your crop off nicely?
Well, I think another decent rain would be handy, and mild weather's always the best to allow it to finish in its own time, to allow it to use every little bit of it that it can to fill that grain. So mild weather and one more decent sort of rain. The stuff that has already filled, look, it's starting to ripen, so there's not much more that's going to happen to it.
And what's the general feel out your way? What are people saying?
Well, I think most people are a bit like me. They're surprised that we, you know, from the beginning of the year to what it's looking like now, you know, most people are going to get a crop. It's one of those years, actually, that it's been fairly consistent out here. The rain has gone across, when it has rained, it's gone across the whole district, whereas there's been a number of years where it's been very patchy, so some are doing well and some aren't. So, you know, it's pretty much looking pretty good across most of the area.
Just lastly, Chris, when are you looking to start harvest?
Yeah, well, I reckon a month. I know some people will be harvesting some of the earlier crops and earlier types of crops, some peas and maybe some canola and even some barley. It's not far away from harvest, but I think my wheat is probably, yeah, a month away.